Well, it could be an unbelievably big day for Australia's leading trainer, Chris Waller, as he saddles up the favourites in both the $5 million Stella Artois Caulfield Cup and the $15 million TAB Everest. He's got a host of runners everywhere. Good morning, Chris. Appreciate your time on Racing Pulse this morning. You must be excited, a touch nervous about what could be one of the biggest days for the stable.
Yeah, it's a great time of the year, of course. And, yeah, to be involved in two of the big races on the calendar is certainly good for good achievement for the team to have representatives there. And, yeah, we've got the right horses in the right races. It's as simple as that.
We'll start with the Caulfield Cup. And you've won just about every race on the Australian calendar, but the Caulfield Cup's been a bit of a hoodoo. You've had 19 runners, and fifth is the best place you've finished previously. You've got three great chances tomorrow. What would it mean for you to win a Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, it's obviously that race, the Melbourne Cup, are two iconic cup races that everybody knows about. And fantastic races, simple as that. So not only do you win the Caulfield Cup, you go into the favourite for the Melbourne Cup after you win the Caulfield Cup. So it's a win-win, really. So, mean a lot. Simple as that.
Very elegant. The preparation appears to have been faultless, and you may well get her favoured wet conditions tomorrow with 15 to 20 mils predicted. How do you see her going into this Caulfield Cup tomorrow? Is she as good as you can get her?
Yeah, I think she is. Yeah, she is for sure, and she's matured into a very good horse. The last 6 months has been her best form in terms of consistency. Winning first up over 1400 shows how versatile she is and how much speed she has, and that was a Group 1 race. And then third up into the Turnbull, things didn't really go her way, but still very strong all the way over the 2,000 metre distance. And I think you could say, despite being competitive in all other distances, 2,400 metres, she's unbeaten, and she's won both those races, being the Oaks and the Tankard Stakes, convincingly. So she'll need all of those qualities to win with that weight tomorrow, which is obviously a lot for a mare to carry.
If you do get your wet conditions, how much more confident does that make you about her chances tomorrow?
Well, I guess we know she handles it. She seems to be equally effective on a good track as well. But what makes her stand out is she's just as good on a wet track without the dark. So it certainly is one less thing to worry about, that's for sure.
She seems to be more tractable in her races these days as well and relaxing really nicely. She seems to be getting better with age.
She is, for sure. She's always been a slightly weaker type of horse. She's not a big, strong girl, but she's learned how to deal with that now and comes through her races much better, simple as that. So, yep, she's finally matured.
G. Finch was a huge run in the Caulfield Cup last year. He was caught out wide and he wasn't beaten far. How did you think he got around the Caulfield circuit last year?
I think he got around okay from memory, but just where he ended up, it was tricky. He couldn't sort of finish off and peak on his run. So that made it hard, not only for the Caulfield Cup, but also going into a Melbourne Cup after sort of not quite rounding your race off as well as you would have liked. So, yeah, his draw's okay tomorrow. I'm hoping there'll be a couple of scratchings inside him from the emergencies. And sort of doesn't have to be hard up on the leader's heels. He could just try and slot in somewhere in midfield.
Well, he's a horse that tends to keep going at the one speed. He doesn't appear to have that much of a turn of foot. Would you be happy to maybe take up the speed with him? Would you like him right on the lead?
Don't think he has to, no. No, it'd be contrary to what I just said about trying to get a bit of cover.
Yep. And Toffee Tongue is, she's the late one on the scene. She was brilliant winning over in South Australia, and she was 70-1 when she ducked up the inside to run a great race in the Turnbull. Is she the one that is really blossoming and peaking? Has she surprised you what she's been able to do this time in?
She hasn't surprised me. She's done what we'd hoped she would have done. not only did she win the South Australian Oaks, she also ran a very good second in the Australian Oaks. And historically, certainly in years gone by, it's been a good form race for a Caulfield Cup. So we know she'll get the 2400 metre distance. She's been set for the race. She's got a reasonable weight. And let's hope the Turnbull Stakes was a good form race that we could be talking about on Sunday morning. Because with her finishing right next to Finch, Dallasan, and Very Elegant, obviously, she's got the right form line with that form to fight.
Her form card would suggest she performs even better on a wet track. Is that the case? Do you think if we get rain, she's going to be one of those runners who's really suited as well?
Yeah, I guess so. We're still learning about her. She hasn't had many races. What we know, once she's over 2,000 metres and beyond, she's a different horse to her shorter races. So very much learning about her, but it doesn't look like a negative at all.
How do you assess this year's Caulfield Cup? If you had a look at the internationals, Anthony Van Dyck especially?
I haven't looked in depth, and it's something I normally try and avoid. I'm pretty busy with time, and I think concentrating on your own horse is most important. But obviously, a Derby winner from any country deserves respect, especially when Aidan O'Brien and the Coolmore team decide to send one out. So that's a great coup for Australia to have a horse like that racing here with Anthony Van Dyck. So, Buckhurst and those, they're good international horses. I think that was good with Very Elegant to win with her form through the autumn. Being franked by the English form as well suggests that she's right up there. So it's international form coming together.
Very Elegant's the favourite. Finch is on the fourth line of betting, and Toffee Tongue is right behind. Do you rate them in the market order? Who do you think's your best hope?
Very Elegant's the best horse. There's no doubting that. But weight's something that needs to be respected. So taking that into account, I think Finch is capable of going a bit better because he didn't get much luck last year. And probably the benchmark with only being beaten as Pox about a length and a half last year. And Toffee Tongue, will, you know, as much as I do, she's working well. She's a horse on the rise, and she needs to keep rising to be able to win. So I guess you've got to have a slight leaning towards Very Elegant.
Would a wet track upset Finch's chances? He's been placed on the soft.
I wouldn't think he'd be. If I've got a lovely, like a long, big stride, needs a bit of traction, but he's pretty versatile, simple as that.
Outside of your cup runners at Corfu, you've got Osamu, Celestial Soul, and Madame Rouge in the last. Who else do you like on the day?
Madame Rouge, providing she's ridden a bit quieter. Ben Mellon rode her perfectly last start, but just not for the horse. I think she's just got to be held up a little bit. Osamu, he's on the 7-day backup with a trip to Melbourne in between. But he's a talented horse, and I think he's in race 3, so they'll probably look the main ones.
And then we get to Royal Randwick and the running of the Tab Everest and Nature Strip, who's been one of the most talked about horses this spring carnival. How is he going, Chris? What magic have you managed to weave? Because it's been a bit of an interrupted campaign heading towards the big day.
Yeah, it's been far from perfect, but we've just tried to keep to the basics. We know he's good enough, so we don't need to make him run faster. We've just got to make sure that he's at his best or equal to his best, and then we wouldn't have any issues. But doing that with a horse isn't easy. But I like the way his coat started to improve, and his work's been good, he's sound. So we just hope for a clean jump and get into a nice rhythm. And let him do the rest.
I saw in an interview you said that he's had a few issues, almost like allergies, during the springtime with his some mucus. How is he now? And is that something you only know post-race, if there's something worrying him?
Yeah, well, we only found out after the race last start. We did a post-race scope. And it can change by the day. And you don't like to be scoping them every day. It's quite invasive. So we Skyped him earlier in the week, and he was clear. So, yeah, he had the same problems last spring. And, so it's just a matter of dealing with it and hoping you've got it right. And in terms of medications, there's not a lot you can do. It's not like going down to the local chemist and saying, I've got a sneeze and a few allergies. What can you help me with today? Because with strict rules, it's a little bit harder. So let's hope everything's in order for tomorrow.
How do you see the speed battle? Will he lead Nature Strip?
Look, he's a very fast horse, and that's his normal racing pattern. So if something wants to go quicker than they normally go, well, it would be suicidal for them. But I'll just give James an open hand to how he wants to ride the horse without anything drastic changing, I wouldn't think. But obviously, the only times he's been vulnerable or beaten is when he's gone too quick himself. So I think we'll ride the race on our horse and let the others worry about theirs.
Well, your stablemate, who's got the run, Hortbury on Erz, very quick as well. Where do you see her from barrier three?
Well, she's got a perfect draw. So, again, make sure she jumps, gets into a nice rhythm where she's comfortable. Remember, we had Arcadia Queen in the race last year. And I think she had a good draw. We just tried to ride too close. And she was out of her comfort zone the whole way. And as much as she's a very good horse, I think we took away our chances by riding it too close. So I think just having a horse in their comfort zone is so important, regardless of the value of the race, regardless of what race it is. If you ride them upside down, you're not going to run out of strong distance, whether it be 1,200 or 3,200.
Well, he's the horse of the year, Nature Strip. Are you confident you've got him back to his best to win tomorrow?
Confident as you can be. There's nothing like current form. It's hard to sort of turn around, but we found an issue afterwards with that allergy, and as I said, I think he just has been going a little bit quick through no fault of James's, just how the races have unfolded. And over 1200 metres, if he can find a nice rhythm early, it'll be very hard to beat.
You've got 15 runners in Sydney tomorrow outside of the Everest. Who's your best?
It's a competitive day's racing up here. I like Brevin Rocks in the St. Ledger. He had a wide draw in the Metrop and nothing went his way, and he's got a good draw tomorrow. So well suited by the set weight scale, and probably he'd be the best.
Well, it's going to be a huge day for you tomorrow. Can you win the Moe Cup today on the way through?
No, Captain Cook? We're going to scratch. I think it's a soft seven, and Captain Cook doesn't like the wet, so he's being withdrawn, and he'll run next week at Smoothie Valley.
Chris, best of luck. It could be a huge day. It'll be brilliant watching.
Thanks very much. Thanks, everyone.